This is KMFM with breaking news with Lucy Hickmott.
Yeah, we're just hearing the Duke of Edinburgh, Prince Philip, has died. Buckingham Palace has announced His Royal Highness Prince Philip passed away just now. A statement from Buckingham Palace says it is with deep sorrow that Her Majesty the Queen has announced the death of her beloved husband, His Royal Highness the Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh. His Royal Highness passed away peacefully this morning at Windsor Castle. The Duke was married to Queen Elizabeth II for more than 70 years and became the longest-serving consort in British history. Into his 90s, he carried out a busy programme of public engagements reflecting his own charitable interests. He also travelled around the country supporting the Queen both on state occasions and royal visits. And for a man of his age, he enjoyed relatively good health. Obviously, he was taken to hospital over Christmas in 2011 for treatment for a blocked artery, and he's recently been back in hospital for more treatment. And if you've missed it, the Duke of Edinburgh, Prince Philip, has died. We're just hearing from Buckingham Palace.
This is KMFM. It's 12:30 with a news update. Here's Ishmael Khawaja.
In the last half an hour, Buckingham Palace has said the Duke of Edinburgh, Prince Philip, has died at the age of 99. Sky's royal correspondent Rhiannon Mills has been telling us about his life.
Prince Philip was born in Corfu in 1921. When he was still a baby, his family was exiled and fled to Paris. He was eventually sent to school in Britain, and his mother was placed in a psychiatric hospital. Princess Anne says this made his achievements all the more impressive.
The more you know about him and his life, I think the more impressed and the more proud I become.
Philip was a dashing naval cadet when he met 13-year-old Princess Elizabeth, and they stayed in touch during the war.
Under the famous balcony came...
They got married in 1947 when the princess was 21. He continued to rise through the Navy, but in 1952, everything changed.
The tragic news from Sandringham of the passing of a beloved sovereign.
Philip's wife became queen, and he was her consort. The prince became known for creating the Duke of Edinburgh's award and being outspoken on issues from British industry to the environment.
How is it that Britain is no longer a leader in technology? It may irritate some people.
In an age of increasing political correctness, he became as well known for his gaffes as his good work.
Are you well, sir?
Do I look ill?
In 2012, Philip was forced to miss some of the Queen's Diamond Jubilee celebrations.
If we shout loud enough, he might just hear us in hospital.
He eventually retired from his own programme of royal duties in 2017.
The world's most experienced pluck on
there. He continued to support the Queen.
He has quite simply been my strength and stay all these years.
He was a man with a deep sense of duty to his family, his country, and his queen.
In case you've missed the news, the Duke of Edinburgh, Prince Philip, has died. We'll bring you more on this at 1:00.